Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Fantastic. Hope the audio was better there. I'm still shitty with that. Let's see. The idea of Dan Campbell on the podcast. Linda writes, Dan Campbell loves to talk to tens of listeners. Okay, thanks. Appreciate that. Lions defense is giving up a ton, says Donut Dan. But if we have the great offense and get one interception and score, that is all they need. Yes. And I kind of felt that way too. Maybe a turnover, maybe a stop or two would be great. Just as long as they don't score every time they get the fucking ball. Chris says, talking about Sam Darnold, do you remember when he played for the Jets and they played the Lions and he was caught on camera saying, I'm seeing ghosts. We are in his head. I don't get it. Kenny writes, imagine seeing Eric come face to face with a fired up Dan Campbell. He would shrink so small. Ha ha ha. I don't think I would. Not at all. What am I afraid? He's going to punch me in the face? Come on now. I don't know, man. I've been saying it for weeks that they're going to lose. And they've managed to not lose. I find that to be incredible. Technically, they should be in better shape with, you know, more time has passed and some of these players that are injured may be feeling better, like Anzalone. But who knows how effective he's going to be. He hasn't played football in a fucking 8 weeks or whatever the fuck it's been. And I'm still not buying this business about. I think it's a big mistake if the Lions happen to make it to the Super Bowl, Hutchinson, yeah, I'm coming back, because it would then be 4 months and a week since he broke his leg. Typically, that type of injury, it takes 4 to 8 months to recover. So, you know, he's on the low end of that. And you just want to start playing NFL football? I think you got to give yourself a different window just for your own safety, in my opinion. But what do I know? All right. Thank you so much to Green Medicine Shop. If you love cannabis, I want you to try Green Medicine Shop in Greenville, Michigan. I know it's off the beaten path, if you will, kind of out in the sticks, but what the hell? If you want to make a run to load up on your cannabis products, please do it at Green Medicine Shop at least once and mention my name. Some of you are canna curious. You want to try cannabis. You've never done it before, or it's been a long time. They have a staff pharmacist there that can answer all your questions as to what's actually going on when you try your cannabis products that you purchased from the Green Medicine Shop. It's Michigan's newest recreational facility. 21 and up, but they also have medicinal marijuana, 18 to 21 with a med card. You can pick up a med card just by going to their website, thegreenmedicineshop.com. It'll take you just about 15 minutes, half hour. You'll have a short phone call. You'll have your med card number. After that, card will come in the mail. You can buy your cannabis products as soon as you get that med card number. Green Medicine Shop in Greenville, Michigan, online at thegreenmedicineshop.com. I got a show roofer. Werner Roofing. I was turned down to them by the multi-talented Linda. So glad she did. They won my business because I wasn't for sure going to use them, but I had three businesses that I was considering. And the plan was have whoever was going to put the roof on, and then try to make them a advertising partner. But prior to any of the advertising, I still had to get the roof put on. And I was very, very happy with everything leading up to the decision of me choosing Werner Roofing. The utmost professionalism. In fact, all three companies were very, very professional. I don't have a bad thing to say about any of the other ones. But something special about Werner Roofing just struck me. Can't quite put my finger on it, but everything was outstanding. From the very first time I reached out to them through their website, WernerRoofing.com, to actually getting the roof put on. Check out their Google reviews as well when you find W-E-R-N-E-R Roofing. Werner Roofing online at WernerRoofing.com. Joe Martinez from A&E Heating and Cooling reminds you that if you are in the market for a brand new furnace or AC, reach out to A&E Heating and Cooling. They can also help you if you have any issues with your current setup that you need repaired, or perhaps an after-hour service call or a furnace tune-up. 616-516-8579. That is 616-516-8579. Tyler writes, uh-oh, the first Kenny Tofus fight of the year. Uh-oh. What is going on here? Okay, now you need, I need phone numbers. We need to settle this person to person. I don't know what's going on. Tofus, I want you to email me your phone number. I don't know the details. I'm going to call up Kenny right now, and I'm going to get his side of it. And then I'm going to bring you in on the conference call when you send me your goddamn number.
All right, look, I'm going to say this once and for all, and I'm not going to be on the same line with him. Okay?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to say this once and for all. The whole smile thing was a throwback to years ago before his time. You know, anyone that knows me knows that that was a fucking joke. And he is just an annoying little piece of shit child who just wants to go right the fuck off and start just being mean.
Wait a minute.
Angry all the fucking time.
Can you give me a little more context? I was doing commercials. I don't know what was going on.
What, the context just now?
Well, yeah, what was going on that caused...
All right, here's the context just now. He gave Linda a compliment saying she was funny. I jokingly, because of the history last month, said, uh-oh, seems like he's got a thing for Linda. And then he started on again, oh, giving her a compliment. I didn't say she had a pretty mouth. And I said, oh, so you're saying she doesn't have a cute smile? I said, that's rude. And it was all in fun. I was fucking joking.
Okay.
He's such a piece of shit. I fucking can't stand that guy. I've tried the past few weeks, but man, I'm fucking done. Fuck him.
Well, what if he was kidding too, though? I don't know. I think he hung up. He is pissed. I don't think I've ever heard him so angry.
If you think it could be serious, ask me to call emergency services or someone you trust.
No, it's not. No, Siri, settle down, Siri. I don't know what's going on. Well, I wanted to get them both on, and he laid the groundwork right there. He nipped that in the bud. He said, there is no way that I am going to be on that guy. On the same line as that guy. Aram says, I don't see the fight. Kenny says to Tophus, "Fuck you, asshole." Then he says, "You piece of shit." Chris K says, "Even Sirius trying to fix the fight." Uh-oh, third man in. Corey writes, "Kind of silly to get worked up over a Twitch chat." All right, so Tophus says more horrible things. Kenny says more horrible things. I don't know what to do. I mean, I think that they should be on the phone at the same time. I think it's very important that we all get along. Aram says, "I think it might be a misunderstanding." I agree. And I think that these two sweet souls should get on the phone together and discuss it. I don't have a dog in the fight. All I know is that he is really, really, really livid. He's very upset, and nobody wants anybody upset here. Kenny writes, "Fuck you, Tophus." Then he, all caps, he writes, "Fuck you again." Fucking Christ. Tophus says, "Please tell me what I did." I think you guys, maybe it was lost in the text. Perhaps sometimes, doesn't that happen? You hear about that happening where, like, out of context, you can't really hear inflection. And so perhaps it could just be misconstrued, you know? That's what maybe. Hopefully. I mean, I don't think anybody really wants to. That's too bad. Tyler says there's only one possible solution to this. Meet up and have hours of angry sex. Okay, here it is. Let me see what this is. I need my glasses. Shit, Linda, you could get lots of viewers. You're funny. Kenny said, "Imagine seeing Eric come face to face with the fired up Dan Campbell." Remember that? Linda responded with, "Aw, thanks, Tophus." Kenny said, "Uh-oh, Tophus seems to have a thing for Linda." That sounds like a joke to me. That sounds silly. Contextually with the group. So I guess I don't know where it goes from that point. If anybody has how he responded. Tophus says, "Right, and I joked back." Okay, I'm actually going to hunt this out. Okay. I don't stream. Sorry about this. But I want to get to the bottom of it. Okay. Oh, thanks, Tophus. Okay. Tophus seems to have a thing for Linda. Tophus responded with, "No, I'm giving Linda a compliment. I didn't say she has a pretty mouth." So Kenny joked, and then I would assume Tophus joked, just by the tone. Kenny, more joking, says, "So you don't think she has a pretty smile? That's kind of rude," with a troll face, one of those troll faces. So that tells me Kenny's joking. Tofa says, it's irrelevant. I'm not looking. And even if I was, I wouldn't blurt it out in chat. And then he says, logic, bitch. I don't know if he's referring to Kenny in that. Linda says, boys, boys, let's all be friends. So after Tofus said, logic, bitch, I think that's where you ran a risk of it getting weird. And whatever. Kenny says, if only you'd been smart enough to figure out a way to see my Reddit post before EZ deleted it, you missed the point of it all. Replace smart with interested. You cried about being blocked, so you're a gaslighting little whore by Tofus. That's probably the worst thing I had seen there. And Kenny said, see, now you're being shitty again. That's why I don't like you. Yeah, I'd have to say, I mean, I'm just reading your words. That, I mean, you call the guy a little whore. And that's when I picked up on it. Yeah, when you wrote, you insulted my intelligence and insinuated that I have the hots for Linda. The hots for Linda, I think he was just fucking around. You come on now. And that's about the time when I got Kenny on the phone and he's flipping out. Aram says, why did Eric delete the Reddit post? There are only like 5 posts on his page. It's so true. All right. Tofus refers to Kenny as a fragile little bitch. Well, I don't know, Tofus. I mean, maybe he started to like you. And then, you know, maybe he felt a little bit, put down because you did that. I think a little bit of sensitivity could have gone a long way there, don't you? I mean, you guys have just... You had just recently gotten this thing settled down. I mean, come on now. And then Kenny won't even talk to you. I mean, I tried to get you on. I would love to have you two settle this out here in the open. That'd be awesome. Everyone would love that. Chris says, Big Fraud Thursday will be awkward now. Linda and Maureen, can you bring the wine again, please? Aw. Come on, guys. God damn it. Linda says he was joking. No one has the hots for me. Yeah, I know. I mean, but they should. Linda strikes me as the type that... Like, you know, when she meets the next Mr. Right, or maybe just the next boy toy, she's like into like, what do they call the chicks who have like, they like wear a mask and they have like boots on and, you know, they got like a fucking whip and shit like that. And like, get on your knees, slob. You know, one of those deals. Dominatrix. You know, like bossing them around and maybe like punch them. That, for some reason, I don't know why that is, but I picture like that's your thing. Hi.
I'm leaving. What do you want me to do with these puppies?
You can put them... If you could put Bruce and Darla and O'Neill in the cage in their kennels. Is that good?
Yeah. You stay in here.
Linda was just telling us something about herself. Come here. Did you hear what I said?
No.
Linda was just telling us about something that she likes to do.
What?
She's a dominatrix.
Huh?
She wears like those big boots and a mask and she cracks a whip.
Oh, nice. Good for her.
I was telling them about my new moves. She says, okay, bye. Tofus says, from now on that I bust Kenny's balls, I'll make sure to put /S after every sentence.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wait a minute. You're the one who took it poorly in the first place. He was joking, you were joking, right? But you're the one that escalated it. That's what I think. I'm just telling you what I read. It was your words. Kenny says, glad you finally get it this time, Eric. Well, look, I don't remember the last time. And I don't, you know. Look, out of all of this, I've been right every time. That is one thing that is true. Okay, I don't know what the fuck that was. I have the video of the Cybertruck blowing up. I'm kind of glad that a Cybertruck exploded because that means one less Cybertruck on the road. This is the video of the Cybertruck exploding in front of the Trump building in Las Vegas. Wow.
Copy.
It's beautiful.
Copy.
Yeah, that's a shitty bomb. Bombs aren't supposed to have fireworks in them. Which Al-Qaeda or ISIS loser decided to put a bunch of fucking fireworks into a Cybertruck hoping that that would blow up a building? Say what you will about homegrown terrorism. At least our terrorists make good fucking bombs. You think about Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols. They made a great bomb.
Hold on. Bruce.
All right. So that's just horrendous. 7 people injured in that. Nobody died. A member of the Detroit Pistons basketball team last night. His name's Jaden Ivey. I think I just saw the update come in that he has a broken ankle. And I have the footage of this. What I was shocked about in this leg break, that it did not go Muppety. Okay, so it is his left leg that's going to break. Okay, so you can see it coming. This guy is diving for the ball, and he's going to hit the lower leg. So between the knee and the ankle, that's the... there's actually 2 bones in your lower leg. The fibula... and the tibia. The tibia is the big one. The fibula is not weight-bearing. That probably why it didn't go muppety is because the tibia did not break, but the fibula, in fact, did.
Oh,
my God. But you know what? If that tibia did explode, if it actually did break, that might have been, it might have fallen off because of the impact of that guy hitting his leg.
He is not giving up.
Oh, no. Owie. Owie.
In anguish on that floor, Jay Nivey. Pistons are going to go check him out. Coach is heading to the floor.
Here's another angle. Oh, wow, does that look painful? Not nearly as much of a spectacle, though, because it didn't go flippity-muppity. Whit Weeks from LSU, thank you to Chris K for tipping me off on this one. This one's a little harder to see. You've got definitely, it's kind of going the wrong way, but it's not as fucked up as the last one, or as some of the ones we've seen before.
Oh, another player snaps his ankle.
Kenny, you can't really see it there. The guy is showing you his pointing.
Oh, another player snaps his ankle.
But you will be able to see it better.
Oh, no, he snapped his ankle.
Okay, the guy's wearing the purple jersey. He's got his hands with the yellow gloves holding onto the ankle. Okay, so there it is. And it's like stuck in the turf. And it's sideways. Okay, yep, okay. See all this here? It goes like all bony wony. This bend, that's where it's all fucked up.
Oh, that's not good.
It's stuck in the turf.
You hear the guy go, ugh.
God, get rid of turf.
Yikes.
That stinks.
It's freaking turf. Oh.
Number 40.
See it get stuck under.
See his ankle right here.
Okay.
Here it get trapped. Turf doesn't let it go.
His ankle wasn't.
Right here. Right there. This foot.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh.
That was center.
That's his brother. His brother plays on the team.
Got me.
He's crying.
There he goes. Whole team comes out. Insane.
All right.
Best of luck, buddy. A lot of prayers.
Wow. That's fucked. They talk about getting rid of turf. Do you remember when that type of turf became the norm? It used to be those... when they wanted to put a playing surface down before that type of turf. Like if the turf was wore out, you go to Home Depot and you say, yeah, give me 80 feet of this. Okay, yeah, great. And then the guy comes out with his on his shoulder and he goes into the stadium and they just throw it on the ground and then it's fine. Well, they finally got rid of that shit. And we got something. It's just like grass. It has blades and everything. It's made from recycled tires, and it's fucking perfect. You can play on it forever. Well, what they didn't even consider is the fact that when you're playing on actual grass, at a certain point, the soil will release the grass, and your foot will have some place to go. So, yeah, it looks like grass. Looks outstanding. It might feel like grass to some degree, but it's definitely not grass. Aesthetically, it's better, but it's horrible. Isn't there a football team that has like, I think it's in Arizona. They have it where they, it's grass on the field and it's an indoor stadium. And then when they want the grass to get the sunlight, they hit a button and the field rolls out of the stadium on these fucking tracks. It gets the sunlight, they take care of the grass, and then they hit another fucking button. And then in it comes. Now you can't really do that in Michigan in the winter, but there's got to be something. I don't know. Roll it out into a greenhouse. Do something. I mean, come on now. We're building TV stations now. Not TV stations. Why was I thinking TV stations? We're building football stadiums that cost $5 billion now. We should be able to have it so that these players play on. If the NFL really cared about the livelihood of these players, we all know they don't. Okay? They would mandate it that the teams have to retrofit the facilities to have actual grass. But they don't give a shit. It wasn't until players started killing themselves with CTE that they said, oh, yeah, we might want to. Maybe there's a problem there. My God. Chris is asking that Kenny and Tophus DM each other in the chat. It brings the mood down in here. I hope you can work it out if you want. Yeah, I think that's fair. You know, you guys go ahead. We've pretty much hashed it out. You can go ahead and finish up the backside of this and become the lovers that everybody knows that you want to become. I see you. I appreciate the efforts all around, but go ahead and finish up the job there, and we can finish up the show. Nick writes, the Real Madrid Stadium has the most impressive turf. The whole field of real glass... Real grass slides underground into grow chambers. There you go. NFL doesn't give a shit about these players. And so can you imagine all the injuries that could have been avoided if they played on an appropriate natural surface? The only good thing that has happened with an artificial surface and an injury is that Aaron Rodgers was injured. So that I think should be, you know, looked at. Well, anyway, pretty ugly there. All right. Tophus is saying that he is going to take the asshole of the day. All right, if you insist. I'm going to give that to you in a second, and then let bygones be bygones. Piano Finger Banger says, I believe various studies have shown there is no discernible difference in injury rate on turf versus grass. Oh, wow. The old Rampage turf at the arena used to peel the skin of the players like a cheese grater. Oh, no. Ugh, that is sickening. All right. When it comes to insurance, you need look no further than Frank Fuss from MyPolicyShop.com. He specializes in marketplace insurance like healthcare.gov or Obamacare, as it's known. And he can help you every step of the way with that. Not to mention, he's an expert on Medicare and Social Security planning if you or someone you know or love is getting ready to take advantage of those things that you have coming your way when you feel it's time to hang up the cleats. He can also help you with life insurance. Get in on a life insurance policy to protect you and your family or perhaps for your spouse or significant other or your kids or whatever else you want to insure. Frank can help you every step of the way from no matter where you are in the United States. Buyinsurancehere.com. That is buyinsurancehere.com. It's tax season. Hard to believe it, but it's tax season. You're going to start getting those little things in the mail saying, "Hey, this is what you earned." Those important things, I don't know what they are. W-2s, W-4s, W-1s. I don't really know. All I know is that when it comes to the time of the year, I just call the Gins, Troy Ginzer, at TAG Accounting and Tax Services. For years, he did my personal taxes. When I started this business 6 years ago, he became my business accountant. Then he started running my payroll. He set up my LLC as an S Corp. He handles it all. I know nothing of what I just mentioned. I don't have to, because he does it all. He also is the business tax accountant for our pal Mike Ball and MB Distributing. And those two get along just fantastic. So what I'm getting at is, whether it's your personal taxes you want done this year for the tax deadline, April 15th, or if you have a business that you want his services to do work for, whether it be your accounting or your payroll or whatever, you need to reach out to TAG Accounting from no matter where you are in the U.S. for all of those things. TAGCPA.net or just call 616-301-9516. If you're from far away and you want Troy to do your taxes, you're just going to upload your materials to his online portal. And then on a certain day that is chosen between you two, let's say it's April 1st, to get your taxes done. Keep your phone handy in case you get a phone call from Troy asking a specific question. And then your return is done remotely that way. So no matter where you are in the audience, think about having Troy at TAG Accounting and Tax Services do your return for you this year. Thank you so much, TAG Accounting, for another year of being part of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Let me write that down here, just so I remember next time. You'll be hearing a lot about TAG Accounting. They pretty much go hard for 3 months on this show every day of the week. As does the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Buy now, refinance later with Mario. 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505. Mario can help you get set up with your mortgage. If you are thinking about getting pre-approved, please include him in the conversation as well as whoever else you were thinking about going to. And Mario will more than likely win your business because of how he handles himself and how he does what he does. Well, you'll move to the front of the line if you're a first-time home buyer. That's a group of people, part of the audience that he just loves to work with, first-time home buyers who are full of anxiety and a ton of questions. 231-332-6505. Get pre-approved today with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. All right. Chris says Troy is great from behind the line and with W-2s. Oh, can he nail the three-pointers? All right. Let us wrap this up. That was an eventful first day of the year, first show of the year. Hey, yeah, look at, hey, this is, I'm doing the show, like, what's that fucker's name? The fucking punter. That I can't stand.
Okay, Tofus wants to be the asshole of the day. But I'm just going to acknowledge that he wanted it. Because I've got an even bigger fish. Local fuckface, Boring Dean. Welcome back to being the asshole of the day, you fucking piece of shit. Thank you for being here and being part of the show. Till next time, folks. I'll talk to you on the Patreon. That'll be a good time. We got a whole day's worth of podcasting for you right here today on the first day of podcasting for the year 2025. Till next time, have a good one. Bye-bye.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.